Hello everyone. Asperger's Syndrome. Understanding the causes, prognosis, and global trends. Asperger's Syndrome, a neurodevelopmental disorder on the autism spectrum, has garnered increasing attention and research in recent years. With growing awareness and more refined diagnostic tools, understanding the nuances of this condition has never been more critical. In this article, we explore the causes, prognosis, key scientific research, and global trends related to Asperger's Syndrome, providing a comprehensive overview of the current knowledge. What is Asperger's Syndrome? Asperger's Syndrome is characterized by significant difficulties in social interaction and nonverbal communication, along with restricted and repetitive patterns of behavior and interests. Unlike other forms of autism, individuals with this syndrome typically have average to above-average intelligence and often excel in specific areas, such as mathematics, music, or computer science. However, they may struggle with social cues, making everyday interactions challenging. The causes of Asperger's syndrome. The exact cause of syndrome remains an area of active research. Current evidence suggests that both genetic and environmental factors contribute to the development of this condition. Genetics. Research has shown that the syndrome tends to run in families, indicating a strong genetic component. Several genes involved in brain development and neural communication have been identified as potential contributors. Environmental factors. While genetics plays a significant role, environmental factors such as prenatal exposure to certain chemicals or maternal stress during pregnancy may also contribute to the development of syndrome. These factors, however, are not yet fully understood and require further investigation. Prognosis. What does the future hold? The prognosis for individuals with Asperger's syndrome varies widely depending on the severity of symptoms, the availability of support systems, and the presence of co-occurring conditions like anxiety or ADHD. Early diagnosis and intervention. Early diagnosis and intervention are crucial for improving outcomes. With appropriate therapies such as speech and language therapy, occupational therapy, and social skills training, many individuals with conditions can lead fulfilling lives. Adulthood. As individuals with Asperger's syndrome mature, they often continue to face challenges, particularly in social and occupational settings. However, many can learn to manage their symptoms effectively and achieve personal and professional success. Emphasizing strengths, such as attention to detail and deep focus, can be beneficial in specialized careers. Long-term outlook. While Asperger's syndrome is a lifelong condition, many people with the disorder develop coping strategies that enable them to live independently. Continuous support and understanding from family, educators, and employers are key to a positive prognosis. Key researchers and scientific contributions. Research into Asperger's syndrome has a rich history, starting with the work of Hans Asperger, the Austrian physician who first described the condition in 1944. Since then, many scientists have contributed to our understanding of this syndrome. Hans Asperger. In 1944, Hans Asperger published his groundbreaking work, Die autistischen Psychopathen im Kindesalter, which first identified the behavioral patterns now associated with Asperger's syndrome. Despite his pioneering efforts, his work remained relatively unknown outside German-speaking countries until the 1980s. Simon Baron Cohen, a leading figure in autism research, Simon Baron Cohen has significantly contributed to understanding Asperger's syndrome through his work on theory of mind, which explores how individuals with a condition perceive and interact with others. Jutta Frith, a German-born developmental psychologist, Jutta Frith has been instrumental in studying the cognitive aspects of autism and Asperger's syndrome, particularly in how individuals with a syndrome process social information differently. Global trends. The data shows a steady increase in the diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome in both the UK and the US over the past 7 years. Several factors contribute to this trend. Increased awareness and better diagnostic tools. One primary reason for the rise in diagnosed cases is the growing awareness of Asperger's syndrome and autism spectrum disorders. Improved diagnostic tools have facilitated more accurate and earlier diagnoses. Social and cultural factors. The societal shift towards greater acceptance and understanding of neurodiversity has also contributed to the increasing numbers. More parents, educators, and healthcare professionals are recognizing the signs of this syndrome, leading to more individuals being diagnosed. Healthcare accessibility. Improved access to healthcare services in both the UK and the US, particularly in mental health and developmental disorders, has allowed more people to seek evaluations and receive a diagnosis. Asperger's syndrome is a complex condition with diverse manifestations. However, with the right support and interventions, individuals with this disorder can lead successful and fulfilling lives. The increasing prevalence of diagnosed cases underscores the importance of ongoing research, awareness, and the development of effective support systems. As society continues to embrace neurodiversity, the future for those with Asperger's syndrome looks increasingly positive. Thank you for listening. On our site, SciPlanet.com, you can find more information and helpful resources.